Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back, hour two of the You Talking to Me Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I don't see him on the screen, but I've been joined by a fine guest. He's Batman. He is the vigilante of good governance. He's Matt Rothschild, our friend from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, appreciate you answering the bat call.
Hey, Crute, I'm always just sitting by the phone there waiting for your call.
I'm sure you are. You did return my call promptly. I do appreciate the promptness. Matt, welcome back to the big show. Let's turn our attention to the great state of Wisconsin and the electoral shenanigans, let's just say, of Tim Ramjam Rantham. He is a gubernatorial candidate. He is running on the platform of, you know, let's rescind the last election. And apparently he thinks Speaker Robin Foss, you know, his caucus leader, because he currently serves in the assembly, well, he should be prosecuted. Matt, that had to bring at least a smile to your face.
Yeah, I'm laughing about it right now. I mean, I just saw this about an hour ago from the great Journal Sentinel reporter Molly Beck, and the Journal Sentinel's been doing a great job on Rampton and Gableman and all these crazies that we got in this state, so I got to hand it to them. This is Rampton, yes, and Voss should be prosecuted because he didn't do enough to investigate. That's a felony. I mean, well, I don't know where he went to get his law degree, but Tim Rampton's not the smartest guy in the world, and all he's doing is running on this big lie. And now he wants to change some of the language. He doesn't want to use decertify. He wants to say nullify. So that's some big deal. And then he wants to go after Voss. Well, you know, Voss doesn't like him either. Voss stripped him of his only staffer. So maybe this is a tit for tat from Rampton, but you know, he does appeal to the base of the Republican Party, the far right of the Republican Party, though his numbers in Marquette Law School poll aren't doing great. So I don't know if he's going to get much mileage out of this. But yeah, the Republicans in Wisconsin are at war with each other. Rampton is leading one side of it.
Well, here is how Speaker Robin Foss responded. Tim's comment is absurd. We can't decertify the 2020 election. Well, then why do you have Gableman out there doing his kabuki theater? Why empower the fringe and then complain about the outcome, Voss?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the real question about Voss all along. Why did he hire Gableman? Why did he put Janelle Branchin as head of the Assembly Committee on Elections when he had Ron Tussler there, who isn't as crazy as Janelle Branchin is? And so he's created the Frankenstein monster. He can't control the Frankenstein monster anymore. Voss can't. And so all he can do is just kind of feebly answer every charge that Rampton is throwing at him and saying, you know, we can't decertify. But, of course, Voss has gone so far to the right edge anyway, not only in these appointments, but even in reciting the big lie himself. I mean, that's what he's reduced himself to do, even though he knows better. And even though he was resisting some of this craziness from Gableman, he can't cut the cord here because, look, he wants to stay in office. He doesn't want to be primaried. There is a guy in the Republican Party who's running.
Well, he calls him traitorous, treasonous Foss, right? Yeah. Adam Steen, I think the primary opponent. He's gonna primary him from the QAnon fringe of the party.
Doesn't mind being redundant either about him being a traitor. And so, but, you know, Trump said when Trump threw a fastball at Voss's head saying, if, you know, you don't keep Gableman on, I'm going to support the guy who's running against you and you'll be primaried. And maybe Voss is cowardly enough to think, holy cow, I got to do whatever I got to do here. And so I'll keep continuing to kiss Trump's ring or something.
just a bit inside. Folks, that is Matt Rothschild. He is Batman. He is the vigilante of good governance coming over from the Wisconsin Democracy campaign, talking some backyard politics. I want to give you one more quote, if you don't mind me sharing the reporting of the Journal Sentinel. Again, Robin Voss, and this somehow in response to, you know, the Gableman fiasco. I share the concerns about our elections. It's why I created the Office of Special Counsel. It's why I voted to ban Zuckerbucks and ballot harvesting. There you go. There's a couple of buzzwords for you, Robin. It's why I will continue to look forward and fight to ensure our elections are secure and free of fraud. But what he fails to say is, like the last election and the one before that and the one before that, Matt, of course, evidence is not real important to this argument.
I mean, it's so pathetic to see Robin Voss go over this cliff with Gableman, with Rampton, with Janelle Branchon, with Trump. I mean, he's talking about every buzzword there is on the Republican right about ballot harvesting. And Zuckerbucks, to my mind, has anti-Semitic connotations, and he doesn't seem to care about that either. You know, it's just... Robin Voss, at some point, you're not going to be speaker anymore. At some point, you're going to be retired. You're going to be traveling around the world with Michelle. And you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I did all this scuzzy stuff just for one more term as speaker? Come on now.
Well, he's traveling around the world, if I recall the history of Robin Voss, but he's doing it currently on lobbyist dollars.
Well, it's right? Easier
why,
that way.
Why would you resign and retire when someone else will pay for your world travels?
Yeah, but, you know, he's not like he's hurting with all his popcorn money and his real estate money down in Whitewater.
Then why did he take the PPP money, Matt? Because if you don't have any financial needs, you weren't supposed to take the PPP money.
Hey, the government, the feds were throwing money out every window, and he was saying to himself, I'm not going to be the chump who isn't going to grab this money floating down.
Well, it does make sort of an oxymoronic anti-Obamacare, anti-government subsidy and socialism when you are the grandiose recipient of 300,000 plus in socialists. Let's not call them Zuckerbucks. Let's call them PPP bucks. Folks, that's Matt Rothschild. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Sort of a crazy gubernatorial race we've got started here. And I see the other new entry to the Republican side, Tim Michaels, businessman, self-made man, you know, after Dan gave him the shovel of the big corporation he already had built. And, you know, here's just hundreds of employees, you know, this modest little company. You know, if you could just turn it into something, Tim. Well, Tim Michaels also came out in an interview this week and said he thinks maybe it was rigged. Maybe it was stolen. Well, that sort of mirrors what Rebecca Clayfish has said. And we talked about the fact it's the entire elective platform of Ram Jam. You know, all the Republicans effectively are running on the, and Nicholson's probably down as well, but they're all running on the prospect of the big lie, Matt. They're not even running on reality. They're either running full-throated big lie or hedged big lie.
Yeah, the big lie won't die. I mean, and it just proves how much control Donald Trump still has over the dialogue and over the candidates who are running across the country. It's shameful for the Republican Party in Wisconsin and for people who used to consider themselves diehard Republicans, like Dale Schultz of, you know, Richland Center, used to be Senate Majority Leader. You know, this is just a nightmare for people who are Republican and who have a conscience to see what's happening to their party.
844-967-2789. We've got a code devil. He's Matt Rothschild. You could be a part, like Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, say hi to Batman.
Hey, Batman, how you doing?
Doing fine, Bill. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Dan O'Donnell, who I think we all know only too well, is going to have some speaking engagement at Brookfield. I'm really thinking of going and proposing questions because although
where's he going to be?
In Brookfield.
Oh, Brookfield. Waukesha County.
Hotels. Yeah, right, in the Shaw. He's going to be in the Shaw at a hotel there. And I'd like to propose just a few questions to Dan. And I know he's going to have all his Muppets and puppets around him, but they need to hear honest conversation. And I was actually thinking What are your thoughts, Mike? Are you telling the troops, hey, the general says get over there and get it done? What do you think?
Well, I appreciate the insights, Bill. I was unaware that Dan O'Donnell had a big speaking event. Last time I saw him do public speaking, it was in the Assembly Elections Committee meeting where he was the invited guest. And the problem I have with Dan O'Donnell is he's got a pretty big media platform. He plays out in Milwaukee and Madison. He plays out on one of the largest corporate media outlets in the world. His corporate masters are Heartless Radio. And he lies for a living. And I met Dan O'Donnell, and I sat on a radio panel or two with Dan O'Donnell, and I even been caboozling with Dan O'Donnell. And to my impression, personally, when we were talking man-to-man at the bar, and the truth comes out over a couple cold ones, I didn't think he even liked Donald Trump. I think like most Republicans once upon a time, and let's not forget, this was a never Trump state. This was a Scotty Walker, Ted Cruz, little Marco Rubio sort of state. They didn't want Donald Trump to be the nominee. Right Wing Talk Radio, he hung up on, Vicky McKenna hung up on Donald Trump, or the other way around. One or the other hung up. Charlie Sykes went to war with Donald Trump on the airwaves. Jerry Bader no longer has a job on the airwaves because he effectively became a never Trumper, didn't ever turn. But the Mark Bellings and the Dan O'Donnells and the Vicky McKenna, they all came around and they turned him out and they made it about a Supreme Court justice seat. You know, hold your nose, vote for Trump. Even Leah Vukmer said that. Oh, we all, you know, can remember how that worked out for Leah. Come back. You know, she's got the hots for Dominic. No, I kid you not. I've been to enough rallies where she just gets all misty-eyed around Dom. She
using his charm.
He's like dirty Dominic. Come back with us. He's Batman. My fine guest, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You could be a part of this hour. He's Coe Devlin. We're taking your calls. 844-967-2789. And this song, since Ram Jam, it's got a lot more play. More Devils. We'll be right back.
We never present ourselves as a free and open forum.
I'm not going to be ignored, Dan.
This is not a Danocracy. This is a Dan-tatorship.
I'm Senator Leah Vukmir. I'm voting for Donald Trump.